CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday urged senior officials to set an example in improving work habits and serving the people. He made the remarks at a study session attended by members of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee. The president urged all members to run the party strictly and maintain a close relationship with the people. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has urged local governments to enhance support for mass entrepreneurship and innovation to add new impetus to the country's growth. Li Keqiang made the remarks in an inspection tour to northeast China's Dalian, which hosted the Summer Davos Forum from Wednesday to Friday. He visited a platform providing services to makers or those who run innovative ideas to products. Li Keqiang lauded some of the creative products and their market prospects and urged the makers to come up with innovative ideas that meet market demands. He also called on the makers to pursue the continuous improvement of details and quality of products. Tianjin authorities have announced that the 8 people still unaccounted for are unlikely to be found alive around 1 month after the Tianjin warehouse explosions killed 165 people. The Information Office of Tianjin Municipal Government says courts in districts where the missing were last known to have lived will declare their deaths when receiving petitions from their families. 2 blasts ripped through a warehouse at around 11:30 p.m. on August 12th in Tianjin Port, where large amounts of toxic chemicals were stored. A total of 165 people, including 99 firefighters and 11 policemen, were killed in the blasts. 8 people, including several firefighters, are still missing. Hundreds of injured people remain hospitalized. The U.S. Justice Department has dropped charges against Professor Xi Xiaoxing, a Chinese-born U.S. citizen who was accused of sharing sensitive technological information with China. The U.S. dropped the charges after false evidence was discovered in the case. U.S. authorities had thought the professor had shared a diagram related to semiconductor research. After examinations by independent experts, it turns out the diagram in question was for a different unrestricted device, and no sensitive information was compromised. Xi Xiaoxing was arrested in May after FBI agents stormed his home. Due to his arrest and accusations, he was demoted from his former position as the chairman of Temple University's physics department. At least 90 people have been killed and over 150 others injured when an explosion hit a restaurant near a bus stop in central India's Madhya Pradesh state. Sources say it may have been triggered by gelatin sticks that were stored along with gas cylinders in a nearby home. The blast occurred in the town of Patlawat at around 8:30 a.m. when dozens of office workers and schoolchildren were having breakfast at the restaurant. The death toll is likely to rise as the blast took down 3 houses and reduced the restaurant to rubble, leaving many people trapped in the debris. Veteran left-winger Jeremy Corbyn has been elected leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party after a contest that revealed deep divisions within the party's ranks. Corbyn, a socialist who ran on an anti-austerity platform, claimed victory in the first round of voting. The contest was triggered by the resignation of former Labour leader Ed Miliband in May, following the Conservative Party's surprise outright win in the general election. He beat 3 contenders in the leadership race, 2 of them high-level members of Labour's front-bench team. Iran says recent explorations have resulted in discovery of a considerable amount of natural uranium reserves in the country. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Ali Akbar Salahi, says over 60% of Iran's geography has been explored and the rest will be surveyed in the next 4 years. Salahi told the official Erna news agency that he cannot go into detail about the level of the country's uranium reserves, but the recent explorations have raised hopes about the deposits. A state-level wetland park has been built in Taklamakan, China's largest desert, in the country's northwest Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The park locates on the western edge of the Taklamakan and covers an area of around 5,818 hectares. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.